Hey, it's Johnny Jett. Welcome back to my YouTube podcast. It's been a while, I know, but I'm back. And today we have Stacy Small, who is a travel advisor, founder, and CEO of Elite Traveler. She's based in Maui. During the pandemic, she pivoted for a bit and made cookies, Maui cookies, and they were pretty popular. But now travel's back. Is that correct, yeah. Stacy?
You nailed it, Johnny. I mean, yeah, it is. I have a line of people at my door wanting to talk to me about where they're going. If not this summer and fall, 2022, people are really, you know, starting to plan ahead because a year and a half of not traveling is a lot for people that are used, like you and me, being on the road pretty regularly.
So it's mid-August and now Delta variant is really starting to take hold. In June, things were looking so promising. My daughter had her first flight ever. We went to New York, Connecticut, and she was amazing. We came back. We booked trips for almost every week. And then we were supposed to fly back to New York a few weeks later. And my wife's like, I just spoke out off the phone with my mom. And, you know, they both talked me out of going. So it was canceled. And now it just seems like every time I pick up the news, especially people with unvaccinated kids who are like myself. It's I put everything on pause, but are you seeing any pause right now on that?
I mean, there's a little bit of that trend, but for everybody who does have young kids and is pausing, there's a lot of couples that either eloped and got married during the 2020 pandemic that have been waiting a year to have a honeymoon. So they're going to Europe and France and Italy. If they're vaccinated, they feel pretty safe. With what some of the European countries are putting in place, it's stricter protocols than we have. You know, it's probably safer to be in Paris than in some of the cities in the US with the higher vaccination rates. And nobody's going to Asia, obviously, 2021, that's off the table. Cruises are picking back up for 2022. Hawaii has been the winning destination kind of since October. And even with the Delta variant, I think people that are vaccinated feel it's mostly couples. I wouldn't say a lot of people with small kids are making a lot of travel plans at the moment, but everybody's ready to travel. So everyone's keeping an eye on it. And it's where can we go that's safe, not let's cancel our plans. It's where can we go?
I mean, I'm fully vaccinated. I would be traveling all over. If I didn't have two unvaccinated kids at home. So I just don't want to take a chance. So we're just waiting to see how it all plays out. But so I know we're going to talk a lot about Hawaii, but since you are a travel advisor and you're booking travel all over the world, where are the most popular places people are traveling to?
Yeah. And after we hang up, I'm getting on the phone to talk to two different clients about Italy because everybody's craving Italy, and you can get around with your digital health pass. I have a couple there now that just got engaged. I have a couple going for their 20th anniversary next month, and you can get space. I can get clients into the Amalfi Coast hotels. I have a client going to Hotel de Cop, south of France next month, because these are hotels that book out a year in advance, and we're booking, we can book them a month in advance now. So there's opportunities for people to go to Europe that are vaccinated, don't have kids, where they're leaving the kids at home and taking special trips.
And do you think when these countries like Italy and France are now implementing, you have to be fully vaccinated, you have to show proof, is that helping or hurting them?
I think it's helping. I think that people that are willing to travel or that are traveling far away or looking to go are people that are vaccinated for the most part. And I don't think that they'd be traveling comfortably. They've made it pretty hard to be in France and Italy. You have to get tested, I think, every 48 hours now or every 48. So it's just a lot easier. And that's what I'm telling people. I know we're both on the same page with this. If you're traveling, it's a lot easier if you're vaccinated. So make your choice, but just know that it's going to be a lot easier to get around if you're vaccinated.
And so I know restaurants, museums in Italy and France and now New York City. And I have a feeling that, a lot more destinations. I'm sure LA is going to do it.
And sounds like
once there's a full approval from the FDA, you might see Delta made it seem like they're toying with the idea to make passengers. Right now they're saying they're not even going to make employees, but they're, he kind of hinted towards passengers.
I've been paying attention to that too. And somebody said to me yesterday, I've never flown United, but I'll fly him now. And I'm kind of like that too. I love Delta Airlines. I've been a longstanding fan and supporter, but I'm comfortable being on a plane knowing that the staff is vaccinated and people around me. So I think that's going to influence people's decisions moving forward.
All right, well, let's talk about Hawaii. So you moved to Hawaii how many years ago? Two, three?
I started this journey 2016 part-time, but I was LA Maui. I decided after I turned 50, January 2020, Maui became my full-time home. Wow. My business is here. I'm a resident. I went back and forth for a couple of years. I lived in San Diego, not far from you, for a couple of years. But I don't know. I had an intuitive hit to get to Maui last January, and I spent the entire 16 months without leaving the island, even to go inner island. So Maui's been my home now for 18 months. And
what a spot to be. I mean, I assume you were so thankful to be in Maui during the pandemic.
I mean, literally every day. I've done something right in life to have been guided to spend this pandemic on Maui. And I have lots of friends in New York and California, and it got lonely out here. You know, they couldn't come here. I couldn't go. I obviously thought I'd be traveling a lot during the time, but I love Maui, and it's now that I can travel, it's still the place that I look forward to coming home to.
So during the pandemic, I mean, this is hopefully once in a lifetime, but it was probably the best time ever to be on Maui because there were no tourists. You basically had the island to yourselves. I'm sure there was no traffic. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I lived, March to October, we lived in La La Land out here. It was like a movie set. It was old fashioned Maui. Sure. A lot of businesses and restaurants were closed. You could throw a tennis ball down Front Street and not hit anybody. It was like a ghost town. But getting to see the peace and quiet, taking my dogs for walks on Kaanapali Beach, which you can't, during tourist season, it's like packed full of people. So it's back to being packed, and it's, I feel really grateful that I've had that opportunity, but now it's back to, the kids are back in school. They're trying to get back to normal. Yes, they started this week. I grew up on the East Coast. We went to school in September, but out here they go in August. Yeah, they started this week. So they're trying to keep the numbers under control. With tourism coming back the way it had, the numbers have gone up a little. They're back to 50% in the restaurants. So the message.
I read that today, the Hawaii. They went up to 75% capacity for indoors dining, and now they just went down to 50%.
Back to 50. A lot of restaurants had kind of come up with some additional spacing and outdoor space. So it'll be interesting. I'm not sure that's the answer to all these things, but they've scaled back the groups and the gatherings, and they've got to keep it under control. I mean, here where I live, we have one hospital. All the other islands, we have limited resources, and it's a mix of travelers coming and tourists coming, but it's a lot of residents just sort of wanting the pandemic to be over, like all of us, and taking our masks off. And not, we're 60% vaccinated. It's not, high enough for where it needs to be. But looking in the grand scheme of things, if you're going to try to find a vacation place that's safe, I think Hawaii is still, for at least for Americans, the place that everybody wants to be right now.
And so, I read like a month ago, like the mayor wanted to limit some of the flights. I mean, is that still the case? And I mean, are there more tourists now than there were in 2019?
Yeah, I read there's like 30,000 a day, or the numbers, there's just not.
So it's more than 2019.
I think so. I don't think it's been managed. I think what happened is there was just more than expected, but you and I know our mayor doesn't have the authority to control FDA, the slots at the airport or tell airlines what to do. I think it was just a call for, hey, we're all kind of struggling out here, and let's take a look at this problem. I think it got blown up in the media. He's kind of said something off the cuff, and that's how it got portrayed. I think it was more about, if you're going to come to Maui, be a conscious tourist. If you're going to fly here, if you're going to be part of this, we got to get back to life as normal. And a lot of residents out here aren't super happy. Now, I'm in the travel industry. I make a living selling travel. So I want people coming and having a great time. But to see some of what's
got a taste of no tourists.
Yes. And then it went to over tourism overnight.
Right. I can understand. I live in a touristy place, and I don't like to go downtown, in the summer months because it's just too crowded. But
yeah, I don't. I can. And I live on Maui, which is smaller than Oahu. And, now the Big Island is getting busy. And I'm trying to get hotel space for clients that want to come here last minute because their flights to London got canceled. It'll take 12 times, I have to make a lot of calls to find space at hotels last minute. So that, indicates how many people still are trying to come here.
Well, I read a trend today that people are now booking two trips.
Yeah.
One is plan A and one's plan B. And a lot of the plan A is international. And if that gets, if
yes,
that, you know, gets canceled because it's a hot spot, they go to plan B. So I imagine, well, Hawaii should always be plan A, but
yes,
if we're looking to go internationally, you know, I could, yeah, I could see that Hawaii would be like their backup. Hey, if we can't get to, you know, wherever, the Maldives or
Italy. I mean, it happened with these clients because they were flying British Airways, and even that, you know, they had some points to use. And so the best flights were routed through London. And I was, you know, kind of nervous the whole time watching what's been going on. And sure enough, when BA canceled the connection for the third time, they called me a week before their departure date and said, get us to Maui for 2 weeks. You know, unfortunately, they had a decent budget. They've been to Maui. So I was able to find them 2-bedroom suites at 2 different nice hotels and scramble to call my friends. Nobody can do Maui like I can, as far as like having the, you know, I know the chefs. I know. So if you're a special client and you need an experience, I'll get it. But most people can't just come to Maui last minute and have a, you can't get a reservation at Mama's Fish House. You can't get a reservation at Merriman's. You've got to know. And the expectations are people are going to come to Maui and it's going to be like, you know, it was when they were here 5 years ago. And that's just, it's a little crazy. It almost feels like Christmas time in July is how it's been described, with the hotels just on overdrive and busy and overpriced according to some, you know, tourists who are here, but it's supply and demand. And it's where everybody's wanted to be.
I mean, hotel prices have definitely gone up.
They have gone up a lot. Yeah. And people are noticing and they'd be okay with it if the experience matched it, but they're experiencing a lot of hotels are stretched and the bandwidth and the over, you know, a lot of hotels.
Because they can't find staff or
work. I think it's all of the above. Some people left Hawaii, the restaurants are understaffed, and yeah, people's expectations with that price point, they have high expectations, as they should.
So car rentals, I mean, I know Hawaii, everywhere has been hit hard, but Hawaii the hardest, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even find a car rental for Christmas right now, right?
Not for Christmas, but I mean, I did a little magic trick. I literally sit in my laptop and I like say, please, dear God, let there be a Jeep for my clients coming next week. And there's constant cancellations and people's plans changing. So I don't stress about that. I know I can usually find something for clients, but they have to be willing to pay whatever it costs. They can't start, well, can you see if, you know, does Avis have something better than Hertz? No, if you want this Jeep, we got to pay now. And it's locked in for the, you know, next
and
2 weeks.
How much are they going for? I heard, you know, $700 sometimes a day.
I mean, we did $2,000 for 12 nights. I thought that was kind of good for a Jeep last minute. Yeah. I think some of that stress has gone away as people are canceling and Turo has come on the scene. So I don't book it, but I know a lot of my neighbors have their cars on there and it's become a little business and a little side hustle for people out here. Right. So
Turo, for people who don't know, is a site. It's kind of like Airbnb, but for your car,
you can, yes,
get your car to locals, or not to locals, to travelers. Locals are bringing them out.
Yeah, you can find it on, if you go on Facebook, all the locals are, you know, posting that. But the joke is, you know, thanks a lot, Turo. Thanks to you. Now I don't even know who the tourists are because they're driving all the locals' cars. So you could be a tourist driving a local with a Practice Aloha sticker and you can fake it and pretend you're, you know, a local versus your white, you know, Jeep that from Avis.
Well, that's a good point. I mean,
yeah. But there's a lot of cars on Turo. So if I can't, you know, I'll just tell my clients, if I can't find something or they think the price is too high, to take a look at that. And I don't endorse it. I would never put my Jeep on it because I don't want strangers driving my car. But if I needed to make some quick money, I could certainly put my Jeep on there.
And keep in mind, if you are booking Turo, that you can't, your credit card will not cover you if something goes wrong.
Your credit card will not. Yeah, I don't even let my friends drive my Jeep, let alone my strangers. So
that's gonna be my next question. I'm gonna come to Maui soon. Can I borrow your Jeep?
You can, yes, you can. I'll take you, I'll be your personal tour guide. But no, I'm just recommending to everybody, if they book Christmas, the minute we've confirmed their hotel, they don't even know sometimes that I'm doing it, but I'll put a Jeep on hold or I'll see what the car rental situation and, you know, and not everybody needs to be my client, but if you have a travel advisor, that's why you have them, because they know these things and they should be getting some things lined up for their clients planning to come to Maui. I have travel advisors texting me all the time, asking me questions like, how do I find my clients a car rental? And I'm like, you didn't do it 4 months ago when you booked their hotel, you know? So I'm trying to help some other advisors see what's going on, but you really got to find a good travel advisor that knows what's happening in the destination where your clients want to go.
Right. And so I've seen you following you on social that you fly to the mainland or the continent. I mean, how do Hawaii's like the Hawaiians like to call it now? I heard one of my friends just told me the other day they don't like to call it mainland. I think they call it the continent. And I was like,
I don't know. I was stoked to like have a trip to the mainland. I miss California and my friends. And my first trip was to Denver and Vegas in June. It was to attend a Michael Fronte concert that had been delayed for a year. I felt comfortable going because it was outdoors at Red Rocks in Colorado. It was supposed to be 2,500 people. Colorado by then had loosened it up. So I ended up surrounded by 8,000 people dancing at a Michael Fronte concert. I tested negative. I had my vaccine. I came back. I went through the Safe Travels program to kind of see how that went. I got tested in Vegas. Thankfully, now they've upgraded it where if you're vaccinated and you upload, you don't have to test to come back. So traveling for me to the mainland is feels a lot easier.
And how is it? I mean, how is it coming back in Hawaii? Are there long waits to make sure they check all your documents?
I think the key is, again, like either whether I help you, I really try to help my clients know in advance. And I was impressed with United because they sent me several texts and several emails for my own flight saying, don't forget, you've got to upload this form. You need a Safe Travels account and don't leave it to the last minute. You know, that's something if you're not vaccinated, you've got to have your test still within 72 hours. And doc, it's stressful. You don't know what you're doing. The lines, to United's credit, and I believe Hawaiian is doing it, you can pre-clear almost like customs. So out of San Francisco, I waited in a 12-minute line and I showed my documents, and there's like that magic wristband that they give you. So when you get off the plane, the people without the wristbands go wait in the long line. If you knew ahead of time or your travel advisor told you, and you're done. It's like clearing customs. You walk right out. So you can do it in a way where you're not going to have to wait in that long line. But a lot of people are surprised when they get here and they see that.
Right. Alaska Airlines does that too. I don't think American does.
But yeah, it's really helpful.
And when you walk out of customs, then you get rid of the wristband or you keep it to get in the restaurants?
No, that you're done with that. That is just to get you, whether it's Maui, Honolulu. I flew from Vegas to Honolulu and I had one. And then they don't give you one for inner island though. So I did have to wait in the line and show my documents. And that line was longer than my flight from Honolulu to Maui. That was like a 30 minutes. So you got to pack your patience if you're coming to Hawaii. It's not a third world country, but we're not New York City. We're not LA. You know, these are our TSA workers. It's like local aunties working the TSA, you know, check lines. And the kinder you are to them, I mean, I struck up conversation. I make sure they know I live here and I thank them. And most people coming to visit are just like, come on, hurry up, lady, you know, and that's not the attitude that flies very, very well here.
It never works anywhere.
They'll take three times as long to check your documents and they'll send you the VAT line, not the clearance line. So yeah, I've had to learn.
To everybody. I mean, it's just common sense, really.
Like your hat says, aloha. That's expected.
You, by the way.
I love that. Yeah.
So to get into restaurants, I assume that, I mean, you said Mama's Fish House on Maui, you can't even get in unless you make reservations far in advance. So people who are planning trips for Christmas, I mean, they need to make reservations now.
Yeah. I mean, so Mama's is on a night you can plan 90 days out. Like most people I know have an Open Table account. Get on your Open Table account and you can always adjust it. But the best gift I give to my clients, again, up there with the rental car, the minute I know who's coming, I'm booking them a lunch or a dinner because everybody wants, and it's worth it. Every client that goes there, they never complain about the price or the setting. It's just, this was one of the best like dining experiences I've had anywhere. So I give them a Mama's reservation along with their car rental reservation. And I just went to a luau the other night. You can't get into a luau here. I mean, they're spaced out. So there's a little bit fewer people at each one, but it's a great cultural dining. Like if you came with your kids, you'd want to go to one of these outdoor shows. And we booked it I like the one at the Wailea Beach Marriott. I like the ones on property at the hotels set up outdoors because it's their staff is the event and catering staff, their hospitality, the way we were, it's all plated kind of, there's no more buffets. So I sort of like that vibe and the show. The dancers were great. The story was great. The setting, but you got to book that 3 or 4 months in advance. So even living here, I kept saying, oh, I don't need to go to a luau. And then I tried to go to one and it was like, all right, you can go in August. And this was like in May. So
if money was no object, which hotel would you book on Maui? Four Seasons, Lanai?
Oh God, so I'm a big, huge fan, and I just had three families, and they're three for three. So I'm going to plug the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, and I love my Ohana there because everyone from the general manager down to the chefs down to the valets. I had my 50th birthday party there in 2019, and it was epic. I mean, it started raining, and they came running down with umbrellas, and everybody remembers my epic birthday party. So I've loved that hotel for a long time, but I had three big clients in there over the past 4 weeks. I have a family in there now, and every single one of them has sent me these glowing, you must have some serious, the way they treat my clients. And anybody can have that experience there, but they just really go above and beyond. And even post pandemic, they're trying to really up the service. So Ritz Kapalua, you know.
It's a great hotel. And do they have that? I can't remember the guy's name, his historian. He does
Clifford. Clifford did my 50th birthday blessing.
Yes, it's Clifford. The guy is amazing.
We're going to send him this clip, and we're going to, talk about, I love Clifford. And
Aloha, Clifford.
And Andrew, the general manager. Yeah, Clifford did my 50th. I'll send you the video clip. He did my little, happy 50th thing, and a lot of special ties to that resort. But also, we love Four Seasons Maui. We love Wailea Beach Resort. It is, if your kids like water slides, everyone knows about Montage is great too for clients that want more of that residential feel. These days, I love Napili Kai. I used to stay there for a couple of weeks on end. So I got to know Napili. It's like summer camp. You go there, and there's a lot of Canadians. I know your wife is Canadian. It's popular. It's more of a residential.
I mean, that's like a 3-star probably.
But they've upgraded all the rooms. There's AC now. They've upgraded the pool. I've spent actually a lot of time there, and I've been impressed, but it's a little rustic, and clients sometimes don't want rustic when they're coming here, but it's a good blend. If they're saying, Four Seasons Maui, it's a good thing to pair on the other side of the island.
So are most of your clients really wealthy, or do you take, it?
It's a blend, I'm Elite Travel. I ran Elite Traveler magazine. What I know is kind of that higher end product. And Bill Fisher, who owns Fisher Travel, gave me some great advice many years ago. He said he decided not to sell $99 trips to Vegas when everybody else was, and that lots of people have money, and the key is to work with the nice people that have money. So I don't really care how much money you have, but you got to be nice, and we've got to enjoy. I'm trying to build relationships long-term with my clients. And a client yesterday at the Ritz said, I really hope you'll be our travel agent for life. I was like, okay. So that's my goal. Yeah. And everyone can find a travel advisor that works for their style. And for me, it's more about, do we have that rapport, and do we enjoy working together?
Well, you're very smart, and where can people find you?
So Stacy@EliteTravelInternational.com. Email is great. Stacy Maui is kind of my new brand. So StacyMaui.com is my website that has links to everything, my book, my travel company, my spiritual healing services, everything.
And what's your book again?
It's called Why Not Me? 12 Lessons a Year on an Island taught me about living my dreams. And now I'm working on book two, which is going to be called A Little Bit Spiritual, A Little Bit CEO. And I try to find the spiritual solutions to the CEO problems these days, and not just be, banging my head against the wall, travel agent with all kinds of stress. So yeah, it should be fun to write.
Well, I have two questions left. So number one, I'll let you think about it while I ask you this next one. But what's your best travel tip for Maui? But don't before and not getting a travel advisor. But my question now is, what's the best tour that you can go on while you're in Maui?
While you're on Maui?
Drive to Hana, go up to the volcano and ride down at sunrise, or is it?
Those are the ones I tell people not to do, just because everybody tells you to do those. Most people don't want to get up at 3 a.m. and ride bikes down Haleakala. I won't do it. I had clients go yesterday, and there's an amazing experience that you can do that's more involves sunset at Haleakala, but being picked up by a local guide. And I use a company here that's run by a local family, and they take you on kind of a nice scenic drive around the island. But the highlight is that sunset, kind of a stroll around Haleakala, way less stressful, way more leisurely. They bring a picnic. That is definitely one of the places. And then everybody, no one listens to me, but I tell everybody, go check out Iao Valley, IAO. It's in my backyard. It is the most sacred place on Maui. It's in Wailuku. Don't drive all the way to Hana. You can see Wailuku River and be amongst, there's Japanese statues, Korean statues. It's where the locals go to picnic, but it's, you know, this sacred, you look up and there's mountains and greenery and you don't even feel like you're on a Hawaiian island, but no one listens to me. They all want to go to Hana. I say, go to Iyo Valley and you won't be sorry.
Is there a hike there too? Or
you can hike around Iyo Valley. You know, residents don't have to pay to park. There's parking for visitors. There's tours, but that's a great place to go just check out on your own. And you can just hang out by the river. It's kid friendly. You can hike up to the Iyo Needle if you really want a big hike.
Inspired two more questions. Favorite breakfast, yes, and favorite lunch in Maui, since you said Mama's Fish House for dinner.
For dinner, lunch, I will give a shout out. I have a friend who's, her and her husband opened a little place called That's a Wrap Cafe. And I feel like I'm in California when I'm there, but everything's like organic and healthy and not vegan, but just delicious and yummy. And they're in Kihei across from Cam Beach.
Like a Hawaiian experience. Like
if you want Hawaiian food, let me see. God, there's so many good places. You got to go pick.
Are you vegetarian?
No, but you got to go pick up. You probably haven't. I don't know if you've heard of Havens. I'm going to give Chef Zach Sato. He used to be the chef at Hotel Wailea. So he's got a Relay and Chateau, like fancy chef background, local guy. He makes the best out of a gas station. The old Suda's in Kihei on the highway. It's called Havens. He does smash burgers, salmon noodles, all the local foods, and takeout only. He just expanded to dinner. So 10 a.m., I think, to 8 p.m., Havens Kihei.
Okay.
That's a great kind of tip.
Breakfast and your travel tip.
Breakfast, there's so many places. I like going to the, Wailuku Coffee Company is one of my favorites. They've got a good breakfast and really good. They've got to have great coffee or I'm not going. So places that have great coffee. The the tropical plantation where we used to have something called the Mill House now has Maui Oma Coffee has taken over the gift shop and they opened a little coffee cafe. So it's more of a local spot for coffee than a big breakfast, but Kihei Cafe is great for breakfast. I'm a big fan of hotel breakfast. So again, comes back to, you know, if you're going to ask me where I want to go for breakfast, it's going to be Fairmont or Wailea Beach Resort has a great breakfast. Now I'm hungry.
The last trip we were in Hawaii, we were at the Four Seasons Lanai, and that breakfast is just like, you know,
off the charts.
Mango steams, which was my favorite fruit.
All that.
And all that. And all, you know, just so much. It's expensive.
But it's great.
It's so good.
One more tip I just thought of. There's a lot of these local markets. And yeah, we have to be careful with COVID, but there's a lot more farmers markets that have popped up. Like Wailea Village does one now. There's one at the Maui Mall. There's one at the Maui College every Saturday morning and Sunday night. So even just Googling or people, you know, look into like where are the local Sunday markets, you're going to find all that stuff. All the farmers are there. Everything is, you know, accessible and easy, but not being afraid as a visitor to figure out where the locals go buy their produce or where, you know, you can go to these farmers markets that have everything.
And do they take credit cards or Venmo or do you need to bring?
Everybody takes all that these days. They've switched. That was a pandemic boost. Everybody now, almost everybody's cashless. So that makes life that way.
I go to my farmer's market here in Manhattan. I just use Venmo.
I Venmo everybody. I've got a coconut milk dealer. I've got a, you know, a guy I buy my sea salt from and it's all day long, just Venmoing.
Coconut milk dealer.
When I was making these Stacey Maui cookies we referenced, yes, I tried to use some local products. And yeah, if you ever come here, I'll take you. She makes these, you know, everybody makes these jars of their stuff and she's known for, it's all she does really is coconut milk.
Everyone needs a coconut.
A coconut milk dealer, a sea salt dealer, a mango dealer. Yeah. That's one of the best things about living out here is I saw a friend was making some lilikoi butter, like just lilikoi and honey. And I texted her and said, can we trade? I'll make you some Stacey Maui cookies for some lilikoi butter. And like, that's just kind of how people live out here. So it's kind of nice.
If there's another pandemic,
You guys come. Well, I can't wait to see you out here, Johnny. I appreciate
that. Thank you for the time and everyone follow Stacey and
yeah.
Up if you want to go around the world.
Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you soon.